Yeah.
I thought you liked men, not women.
You thought I liked men, not women? Oh, sir, the disappointment in your voice. I realise you have probably shouted that out with just a Salt Bay pinch of homophobia there. But you've made yourself sound incredibly fucking gay, mate. Oh, no, he's got all these stories about fucking girls. No, it doesn't matter. I'm just... I thought he might like me.
Give him something.
I like girls. Like you pretend to. Why do I laugh backwards? I mean, that is a great question. I have a theory on this. Okay, now, I can't swear to it, but you've all seen the movie Aladdin, right? And the guy rubs the lamp and the genie comes out and he grants the kid a wish. Now, obviously, the genie is from the Middle East, right? Alibaba and the 40 Thieves, it's all that kind of thing, right? So there's going to be a language barrier. I think at some point I met a genie and I got a wish. And now there's been a mix-up in translation. And instead of being hung like a donkey, I laugh like one.
How long have you been a comedian?
How long have I been a comedian? What is it? Sorry, you're not from HMRC, are you? I've got a... I'll be super... super fucking careful here. You're going to start dragging up cash in hand gigs. Look, you ain't seen me, right? If anyone asks, you ain't fucking seen me. I think like 25 years?
I just wondered if this was your first go.
You just wondered if this was the first go? Oh. This motherfucker thinks I don't have jokes about cripples. I don't even fucking like vegetables. Hang on, where's I've got a friend in as well. Where's the other guy? Huh?
You haven't got a friend.
Oh. Colleagues. Where is he?
I'm up here.
You're up there? Okay, hey, how are you? You all right? Got a mate of mine at the show. He's also in a chair. And if you're up for it, Robot Wars? Should we? Do you want to? He's going to fuck you up. Not that you aren't already fucked up. Battle of the Broken Toys, come on. Sorry, there's a couple of very nice ladies in the front row going, are we allowed to laugh at this? Yeah, of course you fucking are. Can you please heckle my mate Alan for pissing on my daughter's bedroom floor after a night on the lash? Mark. Alan? Alan? Hi, Alan. If you're going to do water sports with your mate's daughter, put a fucking sheet down or something. It's a disgraceful set of affairs. Did you think you were walking into the bathroom?
No, we were sleeping.
You were sleeping?
Not with his daughter.
Not with his daughter. I feel social services need to get involved. What? You were sleeping and you'd done a wee. You need to get your prostate checked. Yeah, you need to get yourself fingered, mate. There's no... Sorry, you had to hear it from me. How old are you?
53.
About the same age as me. Have you had your prostate checked recently?
No.
Right. A very nice doctor is going to finger your bum. You are not going to love it. That's the best case scenario. Worst case scenario, at 53 as you go, ooh. I feel alive. That's going to be a lot of admin. Good luck.
What's it like to pay tax?
I don't mind paying tax when, especially when our country is in such safe hands. I mean, for fuck's sake. Fucking limp dick that guy is. Every time. What's it? You did say president first, though, didn't you? So, I know you corrected yourself. I know you did. I know, it's such a shame, isn't it? I should run for prime minister. Oh, those tax rates would be low. I think I might win. I think people might get in the booth and go, fuck it, this guy's on our side. Oh, can you imagine? Place would be... They'll be yeah, we're scrapping all that. HMRC have now been locked up. What?
Why aren't you coming to Canada, forcing me to come here?
Why aren't I coming to Canada?
With this tour.
Okay. On the 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 5th of January, I played 4 hockey arenas in a country called Canada. But before that, 2 weeks ago, I'd only been there in November, October and September of the previous year. Playing a total of 12 shows, count 'em, across the fucking country. You've come here to see me. What have you got? A carbon footprint like a fracking Wookiee? It's on the website, sir. Fucking search it before you go buying a plane ticket. Hey, Jimmy, my best mate Sam has had a horrible year. His engagement broke off, and soon after, he had a motorbike accident that nearly killed him and left him in a rehab centre for 2 months. As laughter is the best medicine, can you laugh at him for me, please? Thanks. This shouldn't be a problem. Where's Sam? Where are you, Sam?
He's in Switzerland, but he's my friend.
He's in Switzerland, but he's your friend. And is he... Should we send him a message?
Yeah, I think he's got nothing else to do, so yeah.
He's got nothing else to do? Do you want to call him? Is he there? He might answer. Well, if he answers, we'll say hello.
He's ringing.
He's ringing. Should we just leave a message? Yeah? Tell me when to start. Sam? Hi, Sam. She left you because you can't ride a bike, you fucking idiot. The hand up over there. Go on, what's...
I was wondering why you spell your name with 2 R's.
You're wondering why I spell my name with 2 R's? Hello. That's a fair question. It's the anglicised version of an Irish name. O'Coral. So at some point, my country was colonised by the British, and a lot of people change their names to sound more British. And so the I should be Seamus O'Coral, Jimmy Carr. Fine. Where are you from?
From Missouri.
You're from Missouri?
America.
In America, yes. There's no other Missouris. That is the only Missouri. You don't really need to qualify it with in America. From the world. What are you doing in Milton Keynes? Your travel agent's something of a cunt, isn't he? Jesus. No. No offence to the fine city of Milton Keynes. I mean, you've got a lot of roundabouts in Milton Keynes. Have you noticed that, sir? A lot of roundabouts. They've got the roundabouts. You know why they've got a lot of roundabouts? Because the council here are at least honest. And they're saying to people that are visiting, you sure? You sure you could... Honestly, if you want to turn around, you could be back on the motorway in seconds. Are you sure? And then half a mile down the road, you sure you're sure? Because you could... There's nothing going on here. What are you doing here, my friend?
I came to see you.
You came to see me?
Yeah.
All right, the Canadian, you're off the hook. Thanks very much. Who are you here with?
My wife, Megan.
Hi, Megan. How are you? Are you from Missouri as well?
Yeah.
Okay. It was very nice to see you. Are you doing anything else while you're in the UK? I've got terrible news about my American tour and the fact I'm coming to Missouri in June.
I'll see you again.
Okay. Thank God. What do you do for a living, my friend?
Military.
Oh, you're in the military? Well, thank you for your service. What bit of the military are you in?
The Air Force.
The Air Force?
The US.
Thank you for your service. I don't know if you heard that at the back, US Air Force in. Any freedoms that you might take for granted, down to that guy putting his life on the line. Fucking great. But I like the fact he said Air Force, US Air Force. Like, just to clarify, I'm not in Al-Qaeda, don't worry about that. Fucking great, man, nice to have you here. I'll think of something to say about America. Obviously, you've got Trump, right?
Yeah.
Also, the great news, he's very, very orange, Donald. Have you ever seen him up close? It's like bright orange. He's been fucking tangoed. He's very... So technically, he is the second person of colour to become president. You are my girlfriend's crush. Pretty sure she's thought about you while we've been going at it. Her name is Lauren Knight... something. Yes, it's a stupidly long name. Also, we're here with our boss, and he doesn't know we're together. Oh, where's Lauren? Can we turn up the lights? Where's... I'll have a look at Lauren. Hi. Where are you, Lauren? I don't think she's like... She's not for everyone. But, Lauren, where are you, Lauren? Where, hi, Lauren. So, what do you do for a living, Lauren? You work at Screwfix. Is that like a DIY place or a local brothel? Screwfix would be a great name for a brothel, wouldn't it? So have you guys, and I hate to put you on the spot here, but have you ever fucked at work? Oh, she's checking with him if it's okay to say. You're not checking with him to say, oh, well, look, this is a lovely thing. Because in the papers, right, if you read the mainstream media, you will only ever see stories about sexual harassment at the workplace going badly. Sometimes you honk someone's tits and grab their pussy at work and they like it. Screwfix. The name's in the fucking title. I love it. It's lovely to have you here. Who's the guy? Who's the lucky guy? Oh, nice. Well, I hope you're very happy together. And who's the boss? Where's the boss? Don't be a dick about this, yeah? Don't be a dick about it, yeah? Sometimes he's going to have to fuck her in the disabled toilets. That's just... That phase of the relationship is probably the first 2 years absolute maximum, yeah? Just fucking look the other way. What do you think about it? It's what the disabled toilet's for, isn't it? If you're not using it, they get to fucking it. That's what that handrail's for, isn't it? That is for more exotic positioning. You don't fucking need that, you'd be fine. He's fine with it, you're good. All right. Are there lesbians? Where are the lesbians? Hello? I can't just call you the lesbians. What's your name?
Danielle.
Danielle? All right, Danielle, I've got next level gaydar. Not only can I tell you're gay, Danielle, I can tell you're the one wearing the strap on. I'm not playing you at pool. You sound like a force to be reckoned with, Danielle. What do you do for a living, Danielle?
I'm a production operative.
A production officer?
Operative.
Operative. Yeah. A production operative. Well, I know both those words, but I don't know what you do. Go on, what does that mean?
I work for a company called Smyster. I'm working with, like, leather goods. And...
You work with leather goods? Danielle, be honest with me. You heard it as soon as you said it, didn't you? I work with leather goods. Who's been a naughty girl? I was right about the strap on, wasn't I?
Now, what do you think of Bonnie Blue?
What do I think of Bonnie Blue? Have I had a stroke? I can't smell toast. I've no idea what... What, sorry? The young girl that's just slept with 1,000 men. What, in how many hours?
12 hours.
Oh, as if I was gonna go, what, the full 24 hours? I'm not that impressed. Oh, 12 hours. Interesting. Well, I don't know, we're very judgy about such things. But we've all seen hot dog eating contests. It's no different. Fucking hell. All right, mate, your mum's been in the news. The show started. I'm pretty sex positive. I wouldn't judge her for that. I think it's like, I don't know, I presume she made a ton of money doing it, right? It's a weird thing as well. I think there's an odd thing where we slut shame because of numbers. Like, okay, so imagine someone goes on honeymoon and they get fucked for 12 hours straight by their fiance, or by their husband, right, on the honeymoon. We're not judging that, right? So, tremendous. You had a lot of sex over that weekend. Well done. But if you have 12 hours of sex with 1,000 random guys, her cunt must be ruined. It's the fucking same. I think you should do it. You'll think about it. Do you mind me asking, madam, and I know this is a personal question, have you got kids?
Yes.
How many you got?
Two.
Oh, come on, it's a skydiver's mouth. Most of the fellas won't touch the sides. You had cesareans. Whore. Sorry, you didn't see that. That's so good. Her other half just went. That's a bit of true love right there. Was she trying to break a record?
Yes.
She got the world record. What for? Most disappointed dad. You got the most...
12 hours.
The most men for in 12 hours. Okay, well, sorry. She broke the world record for most men in 12 hours with 1,000 men. Okay? 1,057. Okay, in second place, 2. She really fucking overcorrected there, didn't she? That's not great. Oh, well. And there's some slutty-looking women in here. Why don't we ask... What's your best day? One. Business has been slow, has it? One a day, every day. That's me. Great question. Happy 18th son, Nathaniel. Not a day goes past where I don't wonder if your mum should have swallowed you. Then I remember that would have cost £50 extra. Dad, or am I? This is excellent. Where's Nathaniel? Where are you, Nathaniel? Where's Nathaniel?
Yeah. Hi.
Your dad's a fucking legend, mate. The man that's 90% sure he's your dad is a fucking legend. What do you do, Nathaniel?
Go to college.
What, you go to college? And what's your plan for life? What are you going to do?
Go to uni.
I've got shocking news. There is life beyond that. What do you think? What do you want to be? Has this not come up before? No one's ever taken any interest. Okay, go on. What are you thinking? What are you going to study at uni, Nathaniel?
Sports science.
All right, I'll put not the brightest. Kickable. Sports science. What do you want to be? A PE teacher? I know what I like, and I like kids. Well, good on you, whatever you do. Happy birthday, man.
I dare you to insult Frankie Boyle.
What, sorry?
I dare you to insult Frankie Boyle.
You dare me to insult Frankie Boyle? Why would I insult Frankie Boyle when I can see you? You look like a before photo for something. I like Frankie. We sort of started around the same time. We used to write on a show called... You remember Distraction? Do anyone remember that? I'm showing my age now. It's like 22 years ago. We used to make this crazy TV show, and Frankie was one of the writers on it. That's when I first met him. He's a fucking hilarious dude. I mean, he's quite pale. And ginger. Are there ginger people in?
Yeah.
Some offence, yeah. Right, that's fucking ginger there, isn't it? Look at that. Because if you get sunburnt by a crescent moon. Factor 50 for you, just to look in the fridge. You need a balaclava to check your iPhone. You look like an X-ray of a regular person. I remember once, like, we're having a conversation. It was like apropos of nothing. We weren't on stage. It's just a couple of us hanging around in a bar, and he went, "I fucked a homeless woman." I went, "What, Sean?" But, "Yeah, I fucked a homeless woman." I said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "Well, I was walking past this homeless woman. I didn't have any change, and you can't just give him nothing." The fucking lunatic. Am I still fucking homeless women? Have you just come to? Have you? Yeah, of course I am, yeah. The great thing about fucking a homeless woman, drop her off anywhere. I once saw a homeless guy getting off a bus and I thought, well, how does he know it's his stop? Shout out to my bisexual missus who won't give me a threesome but got me tickets for Christmas. Cheers, Jen Jen. Where's Jen Jen? Where are you, Jen Jen?
Up here.
Up here, bet she is, yeah, right. Every hole's a goal. So, Jen Jen, are you bisexual?
Hello.
Hi. I like the northern term for bisexual. They don't say bisexual in the north, they say half rice, half chips. What, sorry?
I said, unfortunately, you look like the guy from Toy Story.
Unfortunately, you look like... Unfortunately, you look... Hello. You're a very brave boy, aren't you? What's your name, my friend?
Sam.
Sam? Yeah, they kept that simple, didn't they? I imagine your parents wanted to christen you Sebastian. And the doctor went, he's not had a lot of oxygen at birth. Maybe Sam? What'd you do, Sam? Something outdoors, is it? Go on, what'd you do?
A digger driver.
In what? A digger driver. Yeah, like a 5-year-old boy.
I like diggers. I would like to drive one. I like them because they are good.
I do quite a good impression of Sam, don't I? What was Joe Rogan like? He's great. He's an old mate of mine. I like him as a stand-up comic. I think he's a great guy. You all know Joe Rogan, right? He's got a podcast. Used to. He's a great guy. Yeah, it's fun. Not much of a story. If you want to hear us chatting, it's available online. What, sorry? Go on.
I said he's a fuckwit.
You think he's a fuckwit? Who, Joe?
Joe Rogan, yeah.
Is a fuckwit. You might not agree with him on stuff, but he's a pretty smart guy.
No, because he always asks that little gimp of his Jamie to Google shit.
He always asks someone to Google shit for him.
Yeah, that Jamie.
That Jamie.
Yeah.
So do you think someone having someone to Google something for him makes him a fuckwit? He doesn't understand himself. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm just going to deal with this. What's your name?
Mark.
Mark? Like a stain. Oh, this has got a mark on it. It's ruined. Hope he doesn't turn out to be a fuckwit. That's disappointing, isn't it? What do you do, Mark?
I'm a software developer.
A software developer? Of course you fucking are. You work in an office and you're a Mark. Well, I've got a friend that could fucking clean you. Should get the stain right out. Well, opinions vary, but I really like Joe. I think he's a great guy. And he's one of those, he's the rarest thing in show business. He's a guy that did fucking tremendously in life, and he put the ladder down, and he helped a bunch of people come with him. And that's a magnificent thing to do in life. I think he's a really good guy. So I won't have a word said against him, but I appreciate different opinions. What do you do, Danielle? You're a property developer. Of course you bloody are. Of course you are. And what about you, mate? What do you do?
Same now.
You do the same now. Are you just following her to work? I'm not entirely sure she's not your carer, mate. I'll ask Sam. Do you recognise her? Sam no like. What, sorry?
Engaged to my fiancée.
You got engaged to your fiancée? We're thrilled for you, sir. Okay, and when did she arrive from Thailand, mate? I mean, I'm just looking at you, I'm guessing. Her mum needs an operation, does she? As soon as that's paid for, she'll be with you. Yeah. Where is this fiancée?
She's at home. She's
at home. Yeah, no, she's... Of course she is, yeah. Don't want to bring her out. You don't want to risk a puncture. Are there any single ladies in? We got any single ladies? Where am I looking? Who? What? Are you... Woo, woo! Hang on a second. Sam, it's not a train. Okay, Sam. It's not a train. Okay? Not a train. Shh. Sorry, I don't want to excite him. I know what he gets like. What, sorry?
How do you feel about your square head?
How do I feel about my square head? I'm all right with it, yeah. Put on a specially square head? I think I'll be all right. You little fucking moon-faced loon.
I'd like to know your thoughts on pegging.
Was it? Sorry. Who is that? Bluebell? Is that you, Bluebell? Is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to know?
My gran.
Your who? Your gran? Your gran wants to know my thoughts on pegging. Hi, gran. Yeah, Bluebell can peg me. I reckon I'd be pretty into it. You've got your nana here, Bluebell.
Whore.
Devil's three-way? She's 16. There's a bit of granny fanny there. This could be amazing. A real smorgasbord of sexuality. She's had enough. You did. You off?
I am. Goodbye.
Bye. Seems like a very... You all right? Did you not enjoy the show? Or
No, I didn't, actually.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, well. We're having a great... I'm thanks for taking a chance on it. I appreciate you buying a ticket and coming and giving it a go. Can you have your money back? Oh, no. Do not give her her fucking money back. 100% don't give her a fucking money back. No, I'm paid for the attempt, not the jump. I'm like fucking Evel Knievel. I know she left on her own. Was she on her own? Was she on her own?
There's three.
And where are the other two? Are they gone?
Yeah.
Are they all right?
No.
Not for them?
Not
what were they offended by?
You.
A dozy fucking cunts. Watch a clip online before you buy a ticket. You hatchet-faced bitch. Fucking hell, we've not got to the offensive stuff yet. Sam's not been offended. Although, in fairness, you've not understood a lot of things, have you? They stayed a fucking hour. Nothing changed in the hour, right? Tonally, nothing fucking changed.
They already paid for parking.
What, sorry?
They already paid for parking.
They already paid for parking. Oh, we might as well get some value out of that multi-story. I'm not for everyone, but I always think like, it's quite self-selecting. The people that come and see me, I'm fucking into this.
You look like a kid from Toy Story.
Oh, Sam's on a loop. He only knows three sentences, and that's one of them. You look like the kid from Toy Story. He's not allowed to watch all of them. The third one's too scary.
Did Joe Wilkinson name your penis?
Did Joe Wilkinson name my penis? He did! That's great. There's a reference to Joe Wilkinson did a brilliant poem on Cats Does Countdown about nicknaming other people's penises. Yes. Mine's called Richard. Because it is dick but longer. Should have really called it Justin. Justin's a great name for a guy with a small cock, isn't it? Fireman, right? Okay, fireman's fucking great, isn't it? I find the weird thing about firemen, though, because some people are like, really, they're really kind of iffy about there being fire women. Like, as if you would fucking care if your house was burning down and a woman in uniform came in to save you. You wouldn't care that she had a lower IQ, would you? You have to say firefighter now, not fireman. No, you have to say firefighter, not fireman. I don't give a fuck. I was really nice to you when you were at school. I don't know why that's getting an R. That could... If this was a movie, the next scene would be a police officer carrying a computer out of my house in a see-through bag. You were really nice to me when I was at school. Okay. Were we at school together?
We were.
We were. What school were you at?
I was at Burnham Grammar.
You were at Burnham Grammar. What's your name?
Corin.
Corin?
You were all, like, gothic and, like...
I won't remember you. Of course, everyone remembers the first girl they fingered.
Corin's here!
You're the reason I had to have my shoulder rebuilt. Absolute legend. Were we in the same year, Corin?
Yeah, you're a little bit older.
I'm a little bit older? Not all of me. Bits of this are brand new. Go on.
Really similar, but I dropped all my books.
And you dropped all your books?
She picked them up. You were really kind. Aww.
I think you're thinking of someone else. Well, thanks, but I... And what do you do now? What do you do? Is it difficult to pronounce? Is it like... Maybe it's chiropodist. Go on, what do you do?
I'm a teacher, but I'm an actress.
You're a teacher and an actress. What are you like in old school 70s porn? She's a teacher. She drops her books, that old trick. You know what she's like? Oh, I dropped my books. Ooh. Whatever will you do? Thanks for helping me. Horrid. What kind of acting do you do? What kind of thing? You're a classical actress. Ooh. Well, I love that. Bloody marvellous.
Sell my soul and work on QVC as well.
You worked on QVC? Acting like this isn't fucking shit. That must be the... That's where the best... You really... People sort of rate Meryl Streep. But yeah, Meryl Streep's good. Of course she's fucking good. She's always in excellent movies. She's never not been in a great movie with a great script. You put Meryl Streep on QVC like this fucking legend... Pretending the jewellery's nice. That's some fucking acting. She's a fucking brilliant actress. You're in the presence of greatness. She just sold the whole of this audience on me being nice at school. Genius. No problem at all.
You were great in The Grinch.
I was great in The Grinch. The Grinch I've never had as a comparative looks thing. I've had Roger Federer. Yeah. What are you saying? What?
A lie.
I do. I look like Roger Federer. I look like a Down syndrome Roger Federer. There's no getting away from it. Go on. So, the Grinch. Who do I look like in The Grinch? Jimmy. Are you thinking of Jim Carrey? Are you thinking of someone with a similar name? You're saying you don't look like him with a similar name. I'm also an ex-president that died a few weeks ago, yeah. I think you might be having a stroke. Can you smell toast? It's the what?
It's the wrinkles.
It's the wrinkles? No fucking wrinkles. It's a team of doctors working 24 hours a day to keep this in position. What's your name, my friend?
Aiden.
What age are you, Aiden?
15.
15? 16. I don't care, you can tell me the truth. I'm guessing it's 15, on account of the fact you said 15. I'm guessing if anyone is in recruiting for GCHQ, MI6 or MI5, look elsewhere. Are you a spy? Yeah. No, I mean no. No, I'm not. I'm undercover. Fuck! Aidan, what's your plan for life? What are you going to do?
Big man.
A musician.
What, sorry?
A musician.
You'd like to be a musician? What do you think you might do for money? What do you play?
Guitar, bass and drums.
Guitar, bass and drums? Pick one and get good at it. Otherwise, you're the cunt on the station platform doing this. It's too many things. Go on, let's have that. Did you still want to be what?
Did you want to be a comedian?
I'll do the secondary school one first. Did I want to be a comedian in secondary school? No. I started when I was about maybe 25. Like, I was doing other shit. I was busy. It's good. I lived a little first. I think it makes me a bit more grateful. I've got the best job in the fucking world, right? It's just a joy. And not everyone gets to do that. But I do, and it's great, and I'm very appreciative of you buying tickets and coming out to the show, in all seriousness, so it's kind of a privilege. It's pretty tremendous. But I think if I hadn't had a proper job first, I'd be just thinking, this is how life is. All right, let's hope the next one's funny. Madam, what you got?
Who would you have play you in the movie of your life?
Who would I have play me? Well, I went to school with a girl who's an actress now. Sure, it's a challenging role for her. But if she can make people believe I was nice at school, she can do anything.
Favourite STD?
Great question. Well, it's got to be chlamydia. Chlamydia is the gold standard of the STIs. I remember in my early 20s, a friend of mine who's a doctor told me about chlamydia. He went, yeah, it can make a woman infertile and there's no symptoms. Well, I'll throw these condoms away. What? How do I? Where do I sign? Hey, Jimmy, what is life like on tour? Describe your day with all the bits from the glamorous to the boring and mundane. Cheers. Who's asking? Where are you?
Hi.
Oh, wait. Most of the time I'm at home. Like, because when I'm in the UK, I'm just at home. I'm just a regular, you know, stay-at-home dad, and then I come out and I lead an exciting double life. I do comedy gigs, and then on the way home, I do drugs and fuck your mum. What? I'm not fucking his mum sober. Not mad, she's an animal. It's pretty good, I must say. It's pretty fun. I mean, they used to say, B.B. King had a great line. He said, I do the gigs for free, you pay me to travel. But I quite like the travel. I think it's quite important to enjoy the whole thing. I like it. So, yeah, nice. Thanks, mate. What's your name, mate? Come on, you know this. Go on, what is it? John. Yeah. John, it's not fuck about. You think your parents don't give a fuck, Aidan? Your baby came out and went, John, call him John. He'll be working on a building site. What do you do, John?
Not a lot.
This will not affect your benefits, John. What do you do?
Cut bushes.
What, sorry?
Cut bushes.
You cut bushes? Do you work in a beautician's? Imagine if you met John at a beautician's. You've come in for your intimate waxing. You know, things are a bit... You've let it go to rack and ruin downstairs. It's like seaweed at low tide. John walks in with a roll-up. Jump up on there, love, I'll give the old bush a trim. What, sorry?
That time you had a test drive in that car and you ripped the door off.
Yes.
Same thing, I've been ripped off.
You did the same thing? You ripped the door off a car? Okay, so Years ago, I took a Model X Tesla for a test drive, and the guy in the, you know, we test driving, and we got lost in the car park on the way back, one of those big multi-stories, and they're going, oh no, it's that way, sorry. And he had to move a cone, so he gets out the back of the car. You know the gull wings? Lifts up, and he gets out and moves the cone, and I'm not a fucking prick, so I go to pick the guy up. And you know that those parking things above, you know, no, nothing over 6 foot six? Vroom. I take the fucking door off. It's like a half-dead Terminator. So I just rolled down the window and went, I'll take it. Not this one. This one's fucked. I'll buy one. So what happened to you?
No, I was going to say, I felt like your car door because it got ripped off like I have been.
You felt like my car door because you got ripped off?
Yeah.
Oh. That was a long way to go for fucking nothing. Can you go for a piss? How much time have you spent in prison that you thought you had to ask? I'm trying to deal with this cunt that hasn't been through puberty. I've got enough going on. What's the matter with your voice? Like, was it an accident when you were a kid or your balls haven't dropped? You sound fucking weird, mate. We want answers.
Your laugh sounds like...
Now you sound like a girl. Quite a husky girl, but a girl. Like a big girl, unit. What? Go on, my laugh sounds like... Someone's nan fucking. How violently is your nana queefing? Jesus. Queef is, it's a fart from the front and all that. No problem, I'm here to help. Don't worry about it. Genuinely, any lesbians in?
Yeah.
Hi, where am I looking?
Good.
One there? What, sorry? You're a what?
A lonely lesbian.
A lonely lesbian? Oh, you're not like one of the ones in the films, are you? Has the guy you're with just found out you're a lesbian? Are they... I've got pretty powerful gaydar. And I'd say, yeah. If the number of pricks you've had in you were pointing outwards, you'd look like a fucking porcupine, love. What's that? Have I taken a shit in a public place that's not a toilet? What a great question. Have I taken a shit in a public place that's not a toilet? His mum's chest. Oh! My husband and I are celebrating our honeymoon, massive fans of yours, and have waited years to see you. Please give us a shout out from... Candy and David. Where's David Ryan? David and Candy. I can understand David's probably a little bit embarrassed because it would appear he's married a stripper. Hi, my name's Candy with a K. What? Where were you, Candy? Hi, Ken, and where did you two meet? Have you got your story straight? What, sorry?
At work.
You met at work? What? Okay. David, you do seem nice. No touching. What do you do, Candy?
I'm his boss.
You're his boss? Ooh. And what kind of industry do you work in?
post. Rommel.
You're his boss. So you made it sound, you being his boss made it sound like you're a dominatrix, but actually you're a sub postmaster. It's quite clever, but not that funny. Thames the Brakes, it was very nice to have you here. I hope you deliver.
Jimmy?
Yeah?
Can I propose my girlfriend right now?
Can you propose your girlfriend? I don't think she's going to say yes. And I think...
Well, let's give it a try.
Let's definitely give it a try. If we've got more lights we could turn on, I want to see this. Now, it's... No, hang on. Because it's a lovely moment if she says yes, but let's steel ourselves here. Could you just hold off for 1 second? Just hold off for 1 sec, because it's lovely if she says yes, but if she says no, and we're going to give her a moment to think now. We don't want to spring it on her. But if she says no, it's the exit's there. I'm not going to kick her out if she says no to you. Wish my husband, Steve, a happy birthday, 65, OAP, and thank Elliot, who bought all the tickets, for 18 of us. Where the fuck is... Where's Steve? Hi, Steve. 65. Are you? What do you do, Steve?
Plasterer.
You're a plasterer? Bish bash bosh, you fucking legend. Oi, oi. Loads of money. Well, it's very nice to have you here. 18 of you came. Listen, I'm not for everyone. So I'd like to thank fucking Elliot that bought the tickets. Fucking thank you, man. I wish you happy birthday. And I'd like to say a real thank you to the probably statistically at least two of you who have fucking hated this. Appreciate you being here. Thanks very much, guys. It's a weird thing to think, but a good proportion of my income is people going, okay. Can we do something I like next time? All right, next one. What's your name, my friend?
Mark.
And what's Mark, like a stain? Oh, there's a mark on that. It's ruined. We'll call him Mark. And what's her name? What's her name? I'll need that again, Mark, and possibly from someone with a better voice than you. What's her name?
Jabeen.
Hi, Jabeen. And can he find Jabeen? Okay, so Mark and Jabeen. Mark, do your thing. It's all yours.
Say no.
Was that a yes? I think it was a yes. It's nice. Now, congratulations, Mark. Congratulations, Jabeen. Can I just say, Jabeen, and it's no criticism of you, but the voice in your head that went, say no, is really loud. I presume that was her inner monologue. Say no! Ah, fuck, there's people. What a Mark. What? She's better than you, isn't she? You little dancer. Well done.
The inauguration was something, wasn't it? People are saying that Elon Musk gave a Nazi salute. So now the debate is Elon Musk a Nazi or is Elon Musk autistic? Can't he be both? There's a lot of crossover, isn't there? They all love trains. Elon Musk is, he's not a Nazi. I mean, he's a genius, and what you've got to remember is, my friend Neil Brennan pointed this out to me, I recommend his comedy special, excellent, but he pointed out, being a genius comes with some baggage, right? Being a genius comes with a little Salt Bay pinch of fucking crazy, and he's got a bit of that going on. But I've met Elon, he's not a fucking Nazi, and he can take a fucking joke. I'll prove it. I'll put this on X. We won't have a problem.
Got a lesbian in?
Hello. How are you? What's your name?
Tilly.
Tilly. Hi, Tilly. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah? Good. Thanks for coming to the show. Very much appreciate it. I know comedy's not your thing. What do you do, Tilly?
Student.
No, I meant sexually. Are you wearing the strap on or...? No. Good. I don't approve of them. You've made a decision. You go your own way. Can't be nicking our body parts. It's cultural appropriation.
Minimum wage.
What are my thoughts on the minimum wage? It's quite a serious question. I'm not used to dealing with serious. I think there's second order consequences. It sounds like a very good idea, a minimum wage, but it isn't necessarily, because what it does is it affects people from taking sort of part-time shitty work, and sometimes you need to. So it's there to protect people, but I think it's good for full-time employment, but part-time, I don't know. Like, I think it should be high if you're going to have one, but then you have to guarantee work for people, right? So, it's tough.
It is a Thursday night.
It's a fucking great question. No, it's a good question. I think, I don't know, what is it at the moment? It's like 12 quid an hour or something, 15 quid an hour? Yeah, they've got to, well, what they've got to do, right? The government has to take away the massive fucking hidden tax, which is inflation. Inflation is robbing you fucking blind, and they're doing it because they're quantitative easing, printing money, because they can't fucking manage anything. I'm not a huge fan of this Keir Starmer guy. Every time I see Keir Starmer, I think, well, somewhere in the Midlands, there's an Asda missing a manager. Right? And look, it's not... This isn't a political debate. I've got no problem with whatever your politics are. Good luck to you. But they're all a bunch of cunts. Some are bigger cunts than others. The Tories, God love them, are cunts, and they know they're cunts. But some of you will have voted Labour, and then they took away the winter fuel allowance from pensioners. That's a cunt's cunt. That's an ocean-going, copper-bottomed, fucking sterling silver cunt. That's...
CEO shooting.
What, sorry?
He shot the CEO.
They shot the CEO. Yeah, he shouldn't have done that. I don't think that's controversial. The guy was running the company that ran the health insurance thing, and then the guy shot him. Yeah. There's a little... Fuck him. Whoa. No. Because we've got a little something here. You'll be interested in this. We've got a little thing going. You could be part of it. We've got a little thing called society. And I know you want to live in the fucking Thunderdome. It's such a fucking short money idea. Oh, that guy's greedy. We should shoot him. We shouldn't have private companies where people make a fortune. No, we shouldn't. Let's try the other system that isn't capitalism. I've got great news. They tried it. See Mao and Stalin for details. Strikes me as bizarre. We learned one lesson in 100 years, which is fascism is wrong, and no one learned the other lesson, which is communism is also fucking wrong. People are walking around the city in fucking I Love Chairman Mao t-shirts. Cunts. What, sorry? I don't know what he said there, but he said it loud. I like you. What are you saying?
Your opinion on AI.
I'm a pedo on AI.
AI.
AI. My opinion. You've got quite a strong accent, sir, and it did sound a lot like you said, you're a pedo on AI.
I thought, I don't even know what that means. All right, I'll say one more serious thing and then I'll get back to the joke. So my opinion on AI is, if you listed me the attributes of God, right, you would say he's omnipotent and he's all-knowing and he's all-powerful and he lives in a cloud and he can make miracles happen, right? Those are the attributes of a deity, of a God. And I think we were not made in God's image, but I think we so wanted there to be a God that we built one in our image. That's what I think about AI.
Absolutely.
Dick jokes.
China.
What do I think about China? I'll give you a short, boring answer. Demographics are destiny. I think they fall off a cliff in 10 years. They're fucked. Think about it. No one's got a fucking cousin. You have a one-child policy for 50 years, no cunt's got a cousin. That's a population on decline. It's not like they just don't have the workers, they don't have the consumers. They're unbelievably fucked. They are. And then they can't, they think they're going to invade Taiwan. Fucking good luck. Bring it, you can't. Okay, they can't invade because if we blockade China, hundreds of millions die almost like within 6 months. Because although they're independent in terms of the amount of food they grow, they don't have any fertilizer. They need to get all the fertilizer in by ships. So they're fucked in no time. I've got quite an easy life, so I read a lot during the day. Would I do Celebrity Jungle? If they got their money right. I don't think I would, no. I don't think it's for me. I mean, that's not without thinking either. My mate Danny Baker went on there, and I went, I don't fancy it, Danny. And he went, well, it's the biggest show on fucking TV. Not good enough for you. And it's a very good point. It's not an ego thing, it's just I'd be no good at it. I'd be saying boring shit about China all day. And people out in the deck would be going, where's the dick jokes? Tell us about her flippity flappity fanning. Hi, Jimmy. I'm with my mum. She got me the tickets for my 16th birthday last Tuesday. Embarrass her for me. Nice one. Who got these tickets for their 16th birthday? Where are you? Hi. What's your name, my friend?
Alex.
Alex, what's your plan for life? What are you going to do, Alex? What's that?
Musical theatre.
Musical theatre? That, Alex, is a lovely way to tell your dad. Yes. I'm thinking about studying musical theatre. It's all right, son, we know. What's your favourite musical? What do you like?
Hamilton.
Great first half. Second half, they just do the fucking admin. Have you seen The Book of Mormon?
Yeah.
It's fucking remarkable. That it's just so fucking funny, but also the tunes, come on. I quite like musical theatre. I just did that. And said, I quite like musical theatre. Yeah. And what about your mum? Where's your mum? Hi, mum.
Hiya.
Why are you not sitting together? What's going on here? Don't be ashamed of him because he's gay. Nothing the matter with that. What, mum? What do you do, mum?
I work for Vodafone.
You work for Vodafone? Are you in customer service? Because you've got a very, it's a good sorry. Sorry. Although really, do you work for customer service? I've always thought that's a bizarre thing. Like Vodafone have got customer service. Someone calls you up and they go, there's a problem with my phone. And you go, no, it seems fine. It's that fucking easy, isn't it? Hi, Jimmy. Please say hi to Andy, who dislocated his shoulder picking up our son's bike. What a dickhead. Hang on, there's more. 3 weeks ago, I dislocated my shoulder, Jimmy. Please tell my wife a hand job won't kill her. Where are you, mate? Where are you? Hi. Madam, what's your name, madam? I don't know if you'll recall, earlier in the show, I gave you, gifted you, if you will, the secret to the perfect hand job. Give him a gob job. Good luck. I hope the shoulder feels better. If you fanny fart during sex with a new partner, do you own it or ignore it? Asking for a friend. Love, Matilda, age 50. Where's Matilda? Hi. Are you quite queefy? Okay. What are my thoughts? You're not a fridge, you're a human being. Fridge doesn't fart when you take the meat out. But you do. And that's fine. I wouldn't fucking worry about it, you'd be all right. Also, the guys you're fucking are probably a little bit older than you, aren't they? Probably can't fucking hear it. They just think, is there a draft in here? You might want to mention it, maybe a playful pull my finger.
Jimmy?
Yeah?
What's your death row meal?
What's my death row meal? I would eat you out. That or nuggets. See what I'm in the mood for. If you were to write a children's book, what would it be about? Who's asking? Where are you? Well, I'm very happy to talk about it. I've actually written a children's book. It's out in the autumn this year. I'm quite pleased with it. It's called, Get in His Car. I'm halfway through the sequel at the moment, which is called He's Probably a Friend of Your Dad's.
Where do you think we go when you die?
Where do I think we go when we die? When you die? I imagine we're going to a pub. That's a shame. Gary's dead. Where do I think I go? I don't know what happens after you die. I would imagine a BAFTA tribute. I don't know. I sort of think for comedy, I don't know. It seems to me that sort of people want to believe in a heaven. And in the modern world, in a secular world where lots of people don't have religion anymore, fame and fortune replace heaven, right? Because it's the land of milk and honey. You got, everything will be all right when I'm rich and famous. And, you know, I've got to tell you, they're not wrong. What do you think happens? You a religious guy?
No.
No, I imagine I'll just decay. And we're better than Colchester to do it. What do I do for a living? All right.
He's from Clacton.
He's from Clacton. Well, I suppose his house is wherever he parks it.
What's your barber do for a living?
What's your barber do for a living? Your barber? I haven't got a barber, mate. I've got a hairdresser. I don't know how to explain this. I'm better than you. I'm at most half joking. Yeah?
What's your greatest comeback? Your tax rebate or your hairline?
There was a pause in the middle of that, like almost a stutter. No one was expecting great things. And you fucking powered through. Fucking funny heckle, well played. Nice to see. Obviously, if you want my comeback, you'll have to scrape it off your mum's teeth. Classic.
Does it hurt being as good looking as you are?
Does it hurt? What? You never flirted before. You're terrible at this. Hi. What's your name?
Kate.
Kate. And what do you do, Kate? No, I mean sexually, where do you draw the line? You do recruitment? What, like Ghislaine Maxwell? All right. Not then. Go on. Who do you recruit? Me? Okay. I feel like this is a really budget version of Baby Reindeer. She's too lazy to follow me to my place. She just comes to the gig.
Favourite
sex position. I like it. I don't know what it's called. What's it called when your penis is in her vagina? I like that one. I think that's good. What's wrong?
Gay.
You're gay? Well, I hope you feel seen. You're a gay guy?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Are you a top or a bottom? You're a top? Well, girls have got arseholes too. Fucking live a little, mate. What? Just trying to get him to expand his horizons. And some of your anuses. What do you do for a living, mate?
I'm a bouncer.
You're a bouncer? I'm sure you are, but the other guy's more of a bouncer. I don't need all the specifics. Whereabouts are you a bouncer?
Ipswich.
In Ipswich? Well, like in a club?
Yeah.
Right. Ooh. Fucking hell. Be careful. I had a mate who got AIDS at a club in Ipswich. I'm serious. He got it off a toilet seat. What happened was he sat down before the other guy got up. Oh, we have fun. Go on, you've only fuck off, that's... I got game. And a little treat for him. What, sorry?
What do you think of Elon Musk?
Elon Musk. I like Elon Musk. I've met Elon a couple of times, hung out. He's all right. I mean, he was at the inauguration this week and the internet went, oh, he's done a Nazi salute. So now half the people are saying he's a Nazi and half the people are saying he's autistic. Can't he be both? There's a lot of crossover, isn't there? They all love trains. For the record, Elon Musk is not a Nazi. He's South African. And there is a slight difference. I fucking love the South Africans too. I don't want to diss them, they're great. I mean, they don't get enough credit, the South Africans, because everyone knows, oh, French is the international language of love. But very few people know Afrikaans is the international language of serious sexual assault. What's that lovely Afrikaans chat up line? Let's not turn this rape into a murder.
Yeah, what do you think about Italians?
Yeah, okay, so I don't think there's anyone in Rome at the moment going, hey, Luigi. I know Rome, the eternal city, but Colchester now. It's getting better. I like Italy a lot. It's fucking great. Especially, I'm a big fan of Puglia. Like the very, very kind of, you know. What's your name?
Puglia, not Puglia.
Thank you.
Where are we? You say it like that there. Puglia here. Fucking Essex, you idiot. Yeah, Puglia. She's not Italian, she just wants to go on you. What's your name? No, thank you. Okay. Where are you from?
Brazil.
You're from Brazil? Ooh. Now, all we know of Brazil is a downstairs haircut. She's very much like the Brazilian. It's modelled on the Brazilian rainforest. You know, there's pretty much fuck all left. Just a landing strip. Brazil, what are you doing here?
I've been here for 13 years.
You've been here for 13 years? Well, you really picked up the accent. What, sorry? Am I what? Am I this funny in real life? You know, this is real life. I've got amazing news. This is your life and it's happening right fucking now. What does that even mean? Tomorrow in the day, will I be this funny? Yeah. All day, every day, baby. I made a jokes. Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I work in a care home.
You work in a care home?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. What, young people, old people, who do you care for? Old people, that's a magnificent thing to do with your life. And do you know what? I'm full of admiration for that, people that work in a care home, because I, especially with old people, I would really struggle to give a fuck. Because you care. You care. And that's your gift. That's your gift. And you share that with the world. That's what you were born to do. Me, I couldn't give a fuck. And so this. What kind of activities do you do with the old people? All kinds. Because they've got Viagra now, you can just have them fuck. Middle of the afternoon, well, that's the end of the bingo for the day, so pop a blue pill and fuck Nana. That'd keep them busy, wouldn't it? Of course. Be fucking marvellous, wouldn't it? Pop a Viagra, you've already got Alzheimer's, so you, even if you're fucking your wife, it feels like cheating. Who's this crazy bitch? Shout out to my hubby, Matt, 50 this year, and hoping it's going under the radar. I have 50 different things to do this year. This is number one, so hopefully not under the radar tonight. Love his wife, Julia. Where's Julia? Where are you, Julia? Hi, Julia. You're doing like what, a different thing every week?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking magnificent. Good on you, Julia. And when's... You're 50, sir?
Yeah, this year, yeah.
Christ, look at the mileage on it. Where was your paper round? Chernobyl? I'm 2 years older than you. How the fuck has that happened? Fair enough, I've had a lot of work done. I've got more plastic in me than a lesbian on a second date. It's great to have you here, though. So what do you do for a living?
I work for a cruise company.
You work for a cruise company? We're just hooking guys up with each other? What kind of cruising? For the old people?
Now everyone.
What, sorry?
Everyone.
Everyone. Everyone could go on a cruise. Yeah, but mainly fucking old people. I've had an idea. Actually, this is good for you as well, the lady that works in the care home. Because like, old people don't want to go into a care home, do they?
No.
albeit they're very reluctant to give up their independence. But fuck me, they'll have a cruise, don't they? So what we do is we get a massive cruise ship. What's the biggest one you got? How many does it take?
About 6,000.
6,000, brilliant. OK, so this is a money-making scheme. We get the old people, yeah? We get them to go on the cruise ship, yeah, instead of the care home, and then we sink it for the insurance. Problem solved. Happy birthday.
What's the best joke Sean lets you use?
What's the best joke
Sean lets you use?
Sean lets you use. Yeah. Which Sean are we talking about?
Your boss.
What? Let's... You don't know what he's thinking. Who knows what this fucking maniac's up to?
Well, mate... Actually, she does.
Actually, she does. No, she doesn't know what you're thinking. She just guessed correctly. The fuck are you wearing? Is that... This is, yeah. Is it like a Greg's jacket? It's very good. That's good of you to wear that. Because some people haven't got very strong cunt-dar. So you wouldn't know, walking past him, he's a cunt. But he's ironically wearing a Greg's jacket, and we go, oh, I see. He's a cunt. What do you do, my friend?
I work in IT.
You work in IT? We'll get a job in fucking Greg's, mate. Stop fucking around. It's clear you've got dreams.
You're the top three people on your assassination list.
Who's your accountant?
Who's my accountant? Ironically, he's one of the people on the assassination list. Well, what, sorry? Sign your pillow.
Yes.
It's not a pillow, it's a tit. Are you got a pillow? Yeah, sure, I'll sign that. Sure, throw it up. Seems particularly ineffective. Oh, that's been in a... Yogurt, try yogurt. For the thrush. Oh, Christ, she's baking bread down there. Adorable. It's a very odd-shaped little pillow. Why? What's going on there? Huh? It's little Jimmy. I wouldn't call that little. Well, of course, you've got a bucket fanny, so it's different. It's a girl called... Bull Rat's birthday. She's 21 today. Am I pronouncing that right? Yeah. How do you say it? Bull Rat's? What, sorry?
Bo-Rat.
Bo-Rat. That can't be right, can it? Please, oh, it's a little girl. Oh, great. What are you going to call her? Bo-Rat. Like a rat from Bo. We were going to call her Canvey Island Vermin, but we thought Bo-Rat's got a nice ring to it. Hi, Bo-Rat. Where's the name from? I've not heard it before. It's a very unusual name. You don't hear that every day. Well, I imagine you fucking do. It's your name. Where's it from, Bo-Rat? I think someone might have bought a real rat. Go on, what? Where's the name from?
I don't know.
I don't know. What have you never thought to ask? Everyone else in your class is called Kate or Sarah, and you've gone, no. Oh, I never thought it was on you. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, yeah. I should look into that. You fucking idiot, Bo-Rat. Hang on just one second. Who's unwrapping fucking biscuits down here? What are you doing? What, sorry?
I'm pregnant, I'm really hungry.
You're pregnant and you're really hungry? Put down the biscuits, you fat cow. Maybe she's just fat trying to get sympathy. We don't know. How pregnant are you? Like 100%, but... What, sorry?
7 months.
7 months? Is this your first?
No, third.
Third? It's
It's going to fucking walk out, isn't it? Yeah. That kid will be walking before you are.
Someone had their hand up over there. That's very polite. Go on.
Would you rather...
Yes.
...have legs as short as your fingers or fingers as long as your legs?
Legs as short as my fingers would... I mean... My dick would look amazing. Oh, fucking hell, this guy's packing heat. He's got a dick that goes halfway down his legs. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Fucking keeps the... What are you sitting down? Who are you looking for? Come in, man. Come in, sit down, you're more than welcome. Hi. She with you? What's she getting back at her dad for? I'll show you a responsible. I'm gonna fuck a rugby player, all right. Come on in. Haven't you got nice boobs, sir? You don't get to say that enough. Come in, sit down. How come you're late? We're looking for the right kind of bra. Ah, you'll be all right. You'll live.
Wanker.
What, sorry? Wanker. Yeah, fine. I like that. You probably haven't heckled before. You thought, let's keep this simple. Guys, a wanker, I'm going to shout wanker. Yeah, great. As long as you think I'm a funny wanker, great. Also, you know, if I had £30 for every time someone calls me a wanker, I'd be a wealthy man. Oh, wait, I do, and I am. It's gone very well. Joseph Fritzl doesn't get the credit he deserves. Yes, you know, incestuously raped his daughter, right? But also, fucking terrific at DIY. I can't put a shelf up. He built a basement under his house. Albeit to fuck his kids in, but still. What a little handyman. What's your name, my friend?
Mike.
And what do you do, Mike?
I work for a plumbing company.
You work for a plumbing company. There's a name for that, mate. You're a plumber. Hello, my name's Mike. I fix pipes and that. Oh, I wish there was a name for this. Yeah. Bit of good news, Super Mario, there is. Do I ever think I've gone too far? No. Fucking jokes, aren't they? They're jokes. Also, I mean, they're very clearly jokes. I think sometimes people do that thing of like they take them out of context and go, "Oh, I was so offended." Yeah. I always think you've got a right-size thing. You know that kind of term from therapy, right-sizing things? How big's this problem? The worst case, if I get cancelled, it's like, yeah, I told a joke and some people didn't like it. Okay. You can move on with your day. Nothing to see here. I'll be all right. What's your name?
Sally.
Sally, what do you do, Sally?
Citizen.
Well, that could mean fucking anything. What do you... You're a prison governor. Oh, so you must know Mike. He's retrained as a plumber. He just couldn't think of the name of it. A prison governor? And what category? Because there's different categories, aren't there?
There are. Got...
So I've... You've done all of them. Well, as long as I don't film it on the phone, you probably get away with it. So you're the governor, and you've done... And now, is it women's prisons, men's prisons? You've done women's, you've done men's, you've done every category. Oh my God! And have you done the nonce wing? You got nonce wings? You know nonce is a prison term. You know that? It's not of normal criminal element, because all the other criminal, like decent, just thieves and rogues, the underclass, like regular scum, like Mike, wouldn't. A bloke like Mike is not going to be putting up with some nonce, so they have to put them in a separate bit. Oh, so that, well, that's an interesting job. What about you, sir? Are you the other half? Fuck yeah. Well, no need to ask how you met. Love, if you can get me out of this, I'll make it worth your while. You smooth talker, you.
If you could be invisible for a day, what would you do?
If I could be invisible for a day, oh, Christ. I imagine they would think the local changing room at the swimming pool was haunted. The amount of a lot of ladies going, there's a lot of ectoplasm in there. Where are these ghosts coming from? I'd dodge tax. I'd go down to the HMRC office. People just getting slapped around. No, I don't. A cloak of invisibility, yeah, be great. Be fucking great. Mainly sex stuff.
If you could have dinner with anyone, dead or alive, who?
Alive. Yeah. Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think alive would definitely be the way forward. No. I don't know who's going to be. I mean, what about you? Who would you go with?
Like Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. You'd go dead. Dead and suffering very serious depression. Great choice. I got to meet Robin Williams a couple of times. He was lovely, absolutely lovely in person. Really sort of lovely, very sort of polite kind of comedy legend, yeah. Meh. 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 I do a lot of suicide jokes later on for you.
Would you have gone Trump or Biden?
Would I have gone Trump or Biden? It's a very good question. It's kind of difficult these days because, I mean, Biden, how will he be remembered? Well, not by him. Right? Most presidents are worried about their legacy. He's going, whose legacy?
Would you rather?
Yes. Alice, I think. What? Go on. Would I rather?
Shag Harvey Price.
Shag Harvey Price. Okay. Okay, we're going there, aren't we? All right. Let's just say, let's take him out of it, because that's a real person in the world. So we'll say a educationally subnormal guy. Or, what's my alternative?
Mike.
Or what?
Mike.
Or Mike. Well, now I've changed it, because I changed it to educationally subnormal man. So would you rather fuck one of those or one of those? The same, it's not really a dilemma. Why do you wobble your head when you laugh? From Ray. Why, Ray? Yeah. I've got quite a bobbly head, yeah. I don't know, mate. I have to ask the manufacturer. Not a fucking clue. What do you do, Ray? This will not affect your benefits. Well, Ray's like, fucking hell, which one? Go on. What do you do, Ray? What was it? Sorry. Sorry, the Cockney ghost. Let's go back to that. What was that?
I'm inside.
No, but what was that other voice?
That's my friend's wife-to-be.
Your friend's wife-to-be. Tell your friend from me, don't marry that. Ray's mate is marrying a fucking goblin. Does the head spin round? Fucking hell. What's your name, love? What's your name?
Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. If you're here, Are the billy goats just trip-trapping over the booth? Probably aren't they? Those billy goats are just trip-trapping over the bridge. Just had a fucking night off. Good on you. You're on my girlfriend's list. Oh, whose girlfriend has me on their list? Well, let the dog see the rabbit. I'm not going to just... Do you have that? Do you all have that hall pass thing? You know the hall pass thing, right? Where you can both nominate one celebrity. One. It's meant to be one. Well, have you got a fucking whole rundown, have you? Okay, with mine, it's Keira Knightley. So if I ever get to have sex with Keira Knightley, my girlfriend can fuck off. Yeah, I've moved on. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing my new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because there'll be laughs and it'll be funny, and because I laugh funny. Come and see me. Go to jimmycarr.com for details, you know, dates and tickets and all that kind of thing. You know how to buy tickets. Go and buy some tickets.